car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think we should stop building nuclear power plants in the United States now. And for all the people who are going to call up and tell us that they're safe and all that wonderful stuff, tell us where you live and we'll build one in your backyard.
There's one of the members of NIMBY. Not in my backyard, Scott, a radio caller commenting on the nuclear energy debate, which is front and center on talk radio and talk television. People talking about the problems in Japan with their nuclear reactors. That has certainly reignited the discussion here in America. The conversations that I've heard have been a little short on facts and a little long on prognostication and fear. So let's see what we come up with in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll start with White House Press Secretary Jay Carney as the latest of, at least from the government's perspective, what they call, quote-unquote, official news on the situation in Japan.
The United States is continuing to do everything in its power to help Japan and American citizens who were there at the time of these tragic events. USAID is coordinating the overall U.S. government efforts in support of the Japanese government's response, and we are currently directing individuals to www.usaid.gov for information about response donations. The president is being kept up to date and is constantly being briefed by his national security staff. The national security staff in the White House is also coordinating a large interagency response with experts meeting around the clock to monitor the latest information coming out of Japan. We have offered our Japanese friends, disaster response experts, search and rescue teams, technical advisors with nuclear expertise, and logistical support from the United States military. Secretary Chu announced earlier today that the Department of Energy has offered and Japan has accepted an aerial measuring system capability, including detectors and analytical equipment used to provide assessments of contamination on the ground. In total, the DOE team includes 34 people. To support our citizens in Japan, the embassy is working around the clock. We have our consular services available 24 hours a day to determine the whereabouts and well-being of all U.S. citizens in Japan. A short while ago, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the State Department each issued an update on the ongoing situation at the nuclear plant in question in Japan. The guidance, once again, was that after careful analysis of data, radiation levels, and damage assessments to all units at the plant, our independent experts at the NRC are in agreement with the response and measures taken by Japanese technicians, including their recommended 20-kilometer radius for evacuation and additional shelter-in-place recommendations out to 30 kilometers.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. If I may, just as an aside for a moment, he used to be the press guy for Joe Biden, and he replaced Gibbs, the former press secretary, who was a complete disaster. And actually, as he has in the last month or so sort of settled into the job, he seems to be a much more measured sort and be doing a much better job. That's just my read on it for those of you who care one way or another. And I thought that approach was a measured bit of information that helped us understand what's going on. The website, so Mr. Carney mentioned, by the way, for response donations is USAID.gov. That's the aid division of the State Department, USAID.gov. Also, the top item in the headlines from today's show section at DougSteffen.com. So help yourself to that information. And if you feel like helping, obviously, you're going to do it. I suggest you do it through, perhaps, if you have a connection to a religious organization, find some small group that maybe really don't go. I say this all the time, and I really mean it. The Red Cross, all these big organizations that don't tell you what they're really going to do with your money, why would you give them money? That's just my pejorative on it. Here is radio host Bob Davis, who talks to Bill Marcus from Fox. This guy, Davis, was in Japan. I'm sorry, Marcus was in Japan. Talks to Davis with an account of what we are not really seeing in the news.
Where are you?
Soroka, which is on the other side of the big island Honshu from where those nuclear plants are in Fukushima, 116 miles to the northwest of that, and about 100 miles across from Sendai, where the disaster struck.
Have you been able to get in there?
No, not yet. I've been in Niigata, 100 miles south of here on the west coast, for the last 2 days waiting to get a hold of a car, which we just got today, and the phone that I could use. That was a problem. The roads are, many of them are closed, and many of the big highways, many of them are closed and destroyed. So we use the back roads. So what is ordinarily a 4-hour drive is probably going to take 9 or 10 hours.
So on the back roads, as you get close to that, are those washed out as well, or does somebody say?
No.
That's weird.
The damage is on the east coast, and on the west coast, it's barely a brick is out of place, but the highways are still the interstates, so to speak, are still. We haven't seen cars on the interstate. I can't say for sure what's closed, what's not. But we're taking the blue highways just in case.
Well, I suppose a lot of people think that the entire country is shut down, but that's not the case, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. It's the Northeast, and it's those areas. Well, you know, people get a perception because of what we do for a living, right?
Right.
So we're really responsible for how they're thinking. It's the Northeastern part. If you have a sense of Japan, it's kind of on a diagonal, a bunch of islands. And the biggest one is Honshu. And Tokyo is right in the middle on the east. And the trouble is about 150 miles up the coast from there. And it's like a jigsaw coast. You know, it's like a sawtooth coast. And that's what made the tsunami so powerful, because it came into these bays and inlets, and it really picked up a lot of power.
Yeah, if you look at the coast of New England from Maine down to Connecticut or New York, it's kind of jagged like that. And Japan is about the size of California. If you're looking for a good way to find out what I think is a pretty good overview of part of this, go to the ABC News website and look at their overview of nuclear power through history. It'll help you understand kind of the real impact of all of the nuclear energy circumstances that have prevailed around the world in the last 40, 50, 60 years. 800-510-8255. We have a lot more here to cover in terms of radio and television. A lot of people are over there, and we'll take your calls as we have time. 14 past the hour now on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Plus unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
800-510-8255. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email address. And following all of this at DougStephan.com, you can use Facebook, certainly, to access some of the other stories, like the people who say, oh, my God, if this happens in America, what will that do? Well, it's happened in America, and, yeah, it will happen. If we're foolish enough to build nuclear reactors on top of earthquake faults, not too smart. Here's Alex Stone from ABC talking to Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette on their program.
Unfortunately, I don't have very good news for you today. This situation is getting a whole lot worse, and overnight your time, now two reactors are leaking radiation at levels that are now dangerous to humans. One caught fire. It was actually a building where they were storing fuel rods, and reactor number two, the building around it exploded, but they think it now has pierced the actual container around the reactor, and there is radiation that is flowing into the air here at high levels that are dangerous to humans. They think the fuel rods are now melting on the inside, and we've just found out that the USS George Washington, which is 200 miles south of where all this is going on, is now picking up radiation levels. That shows you that it is definitely in the air, and this is dangerous stuff.
Alex, in terms of the United States, I mean, they don't really know where the wind currents are going to take this, but can this be a threat to continental United States?
It doesn't look like it at this point because it hasn't been, if it were a nuclear explosion and it shot this stuff up into the upper atmosphere and it got into the jet stream, yes. But in this case, these explosions haven't actually been the nuclear core. It's been the building around it. Excuse me, that's been causing damage in the reactor itself. So pretty much you're getting a leak, a slow leak, and so it's not going up as high into the atmosphere. So what we're being told by meteorologists is it'll get picked up and it will go a little ways out into the ocean and then finally break up and fall into the ocean. The concern, though, guys, is that tomorrow the winds are expected to turn onshore, that you could have this stuff coming out of the Fukushima plant and pretty much raining down on people wherever the winds go, whether it be to the area of Tokyo or to the rescue workers who are right up there close to it, that's a major, major concern.
Alex, the death numbers are up in the tens of thousands now. Officials have any way at all to gauge where they might end up?
They don't officially. It's at 3,000 people. They just updated that a few minutes ago, actually. But we know it's likely far higher than that. You have a lot of authorities saying there are thousands of people still missing in their towns that they believe were washed out to sea. There have been bodies washing up on the beaches that were out at sea and have made their way back. That number is likely to go a lot higher. People have been saying at least 10,000, probably more.
And I know this is more political. The nuclear development controversy now, is what's happening in Japan going to affect whether nuclear reacting plants are going to be built other places?
Yeah, who knows? Time will tell. It very well could. I'm sure it will come up in debate in the U.S. and probably other countries are still using nuclear here in the areas that weren't affected because they have to. Otherwise, they wouldn't have any power. They're still supporters of it here, but I'm sure it'll bring up debate in the rest of the world.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the countdown here from Fox News, Britt Hume and Bill O'Reilly talked about the nuclear situation in Japan and the debate over nuclear energy.
I would say that the principal political consequence of this horrible calamity that has struck the Japanese nation is to retard the nuclear plans that not only exist in the U.S., but in some other countries even more dependent than this country is on nuclear power, principally Germany, for example, where it appears Germany gets, I think, something like 16% of its power from nuclear. Already you're hearing comments from all over the place in Germany that they should go no further with this, that the old reactors are going to need to be, whose life has been extended, need to be looked at. And my sense is that the rebirth of nuclear power in this country, which has been on hold for, you know, almost a quarter of a century because principally of Chernobyl, but also Three Mile Island, although no one has ever been found to have been made sick by Three Mile Island. And this Japanese disaster at the nuclear facilities is likely to destroy those plants' effectiveness, but it's likely to look more like Three Mile Island, I think, than Chernobyl.
Okay. But isn't it prudent, though? Look. To be realistic, we're not going to get away from oil, foreign oil, unless we get an expansion of nuclear power. The alternative fuels are not going to be ready for decades. They're just not on a mass level. Okay. I think you're right. I think now people are going, uh-oh. San Onofre, Diablo Canyon, the power plant here in New York, all of these things aren't built to withstand a calamity like a 9 on a Richter scale earthquake. So then people will say, well, then we don't want them. It's not worth it. Not worth taking a chance. And you say?
Well, I say that you already have a significant number of people who think we can't tolerate these plants, even if they're working, because of the difficulty in exposing of the spent fuel. You know, we have this site
in Nevada, which has been
it's been resisted, although it appears from all we know about it to be pretty safe. But, you know, then you have to transport it. So there is already resistance to nuclear power in the United States. It's likely to be intensified. But when they talk about withstanding an earthquake, the question must be asked, what do you mean by withstand? Do you mean to continue to function properly, or do you mean to have some kind of a meltdown that would lead to some massive public health emergency?
Well, that's
I don't think we're going to have a massive public health emergency in Japan. What we're going to have, though, is the loss of those plants, which will be a significant blow to the recovery of the Japanese from this unimaginable calamity.
But here's the drama. The one plant may go. They don't have it under control. It may go up. If that happens...
Well, it may, but when you say... But, Bill, when you say go up, I mean...
It might melt down.
Well, if it melts down...
But a
meltdown doesn't mean you get great plumes of radioactive material in the atmosphere. A meltdown means that the core of the thing is melted down, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have a massive escape of radiation.
It doesn't necessarily mean, but it certainly could happen. That's why they've evacuated...
Well, there's a lot of things that could happen, but I think the worry I have about this, Bill, is that there's been a considerable amount of coverage over the past several days about what could happen. There's been, I think, less about what has happened and what is likely to happen. I think the kind of meltdown we're talking about is unlikely, not least because you can pump seawater into these plants to keep the meltdown from occurring. Seawater is very corrosive to the plants. That's the drawback of that. But I don't, you know, and these plants in Japan are different and better than the one in Chernobyl, which caused a major health emergency.
Do you think the media is whipping this up because the media has got a vested interest in not expanding nuclear power? Is that in play here?
Well, the temptation for a journalist writing about a story like this is to reach for the worst case scenarios. They're the most newsworthy.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, there was good reporting in the New York Times today about this. There was some good reporting in the Wall Street Journal about this. And you're seeing some important pieces of good reporting on this. My hope is that people will read the stories. The headlines have been harrowing. So
yeah.
My sense is that if people read the headlines and think about this, they won't turn their backs on nuclear power. But I'm not very optimistic, I must say.
People like to be scared. That scaring always sells.
Britt Hume with Bill O'Reilly. More your calls and input on this coming up in the countdown.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Car insurance.
Talk radio, stop.
800-510-8255, the discussion of the nuclear plant catastrophe, the massive earthquake, the tsunami, and the situation with the nuclear reactor, all part of what's being discussed. The idea, the images, a lot of discussion, some of it's pretty productive, some of it's pretty uninformed, some of it's downright stupid. The dramatic difference between various parts of this story are amazing, and that's what we're going to get at here. And then your call is coming up in a few moments. A couple of more pieces of both the television and radio program. Let's go to MSNBC first and Tamron Hall, talking to Professor James Stubbins, who is a professor of nuclear energy at the University of Illinois, about the severity of the reactor problems from his perspective in Japan.
Many of us woke up this morning hearing the news had that this situation had gone from crisis to catastrophe. At least that's what some are calling it. The French authorities saying this is a level 6 out of 7 in their assessment. What do you make of what we witnessed this morning with the explosion and fire?
Well, it's hard for us at a remote location to make a real hard judgment about what's going on. The earlier assessments, though, didn't put this accident at the level that evidently the French authorities have now. And I heard you mention earlier, for instance, Chernobyl. I think in that ranking, it really was 7 out of 7. So far, this situation seems to be contained. There are issues with radiation releases, but there's nothing of the order of magnitude of what happened at Chernobyl, where there was no containment building, no pressure vessel. So all of the safeguards that are in place to protect the public from the materials in the reactor core weren't available in Chernobyl, but they are here.
But we know that there are at least 50 workers still trying everything possible to cool those cores, which, at least from what I'm reading, could be exposed. And yesterday you had a Japanese official saying that it was likely melting happening there.
Yes, and I think that at least the indications that we see indicate that there could have been some melting, particularly because the hydrogen release would be associated with some at least exposure of the fuel. Whether or not it actually melted is still not clear, but at least it was uncovered, or some of it was uncovered for some time.
So what are you watching for next in this?
Well, I think the major issue has been from the beginning to keep the fuel in the core as cool as possible. So the real issue is to get water in and keep the core flooded and covered as much as possible. This is the best way to remove the heat. And I think what we've seen so far is this has been the major effort on the side of the Japanese. They've gone to the extent of pumping in seawater, putting boron in the seawater, which helps also stop the reactions, potentially reactions from occurring in the future should something else happen. And so this is going to be their focus of attention for some time to come.
Professor James Stubbins there on an MSNBC program. They are decidedly left of center, as Fox is decidedly right of center. And that didn't sound as pejorative as some of the stuff I've heard coming out of MSNBC. How about you? 800-510-8255. What do you listen to? What influences you? What do you believe to be true about this as a smaller, an adjunct to the bigger picture of what you believe in general and where you get your information that you trust? Here, radio host Carl Wolfson and Paul Pimentel talk about comments that Glenn Beck made about the disaster on his program.
Glenn Beck had been on vacation. I didn't know he was on vacation until I saw this little bit yesterday, because I don't keep track of his vacations. But the first day back, he jumps right in, addressing the big story, the earthquake in Japan, and says he thinks it could be a message from God. Yeah, if it could be, it couldn't be. Why do you bring it up, Glenn? Well, we'll see why he brings it up. Let's see, Paul.
We can't see the connections here. Now, look, I'm not saying God is, causing earthquakes. Well, no, I'm not saying that either. What God does is God's business. I have no idea. But I'll tell you this, whether you call it Gaia or whether you call it Jesus, there's a message being sent, and that is, hey, you know that stuff we're doing? Not really working out real well. Maybe we should stop doing some of it. I'm just saying. What do you say we follow the big top 10? You can call them Moses' 10 commandments or yes, 10 rules of thumb. What do you say we start doing those things? Because the things we are doing really suck. And they're not getting better.
Wow. So it's the 10 commandments. I take it the top 10, he means the 10 commandments. Mentioned Moses there. Well, I didn't know, Paul, that Newt Gingrich committed some of his adultery in Japan. Oh. I guess I missed that story, huh? Unbelievable. Yep. We're not following the 10 commandments, so 10,000 Japanese have to die. Thank you, Glenn.
All right, so this gets to the point of how foolish some of these people are, to the point of narcissism, which is a word that actually is getting overused. Just the self-focus on all this. Everybody's trying to make this about them and therefore get more attention for their own programs or themselves. That isn't really, you're not fooled by that, are you? 800-510-8255. The Prime Minister of Japan had a news conference pretty much every day, some big official, as is warranted for sure, talking about the nuclear situation. Employees have left the plant. There are 30 or 40 people that are apparently risking their lives to try to calm down the situation of this one reactor, and for that, certainly a lot of people in Japan ought to be thankful. Doesn't this also prove how much unity there is, how much connection there is, how much because of Facebook and some of the other social media and the fact that we can get this information as quickly as we can, doesn't it, in a manner of speaking, bring us all to the point of trying to figure out again how we can work together and help each other out? Doesn't that make more sense than much of this other stuff that we are so focused on? I think it does anyway. Let's get some calls. 800-510-8255. Here's Ann in California calling the countdown.
Bothers me about this the most regarding this type of energy or other types of energy is that I get out, get on the freeway, and there's nothing but gluts, and we're like children. We want it because we want it because we want it, but we're not willing to do anything to cut it out. When there is no longer all these energy-consuming vehicles on the road, when we start watching what kind of lights we run, when we start acting like mature adults, then when there is nothing left else to do in order to provide for ourselves, then let's look at it again.
All right, so, yeah, maybe there's something to be... There are certain dangers. Nuclear energy is good in many ways, but, yeah, what do you do with the stuff that comes as a result of the process? That's not a bad question to consider, Ann. Not necessarily a reason not to do it, but something to consider. What are we doing, and why aren't we working faster to get more natural gas in here, or the wind power, or the solar power, or just getting away from for what we've been talking about this for decades? Most of all of our lives. Speaking of talk, isn't it interesting that the focus is off of the debate on the budget, the spending debate? You don't see or hear much about that as everybody gets focused on Japan. Do you think there's a method to the madness? Do you think there's a purpose behind it? Do you think this is all done so that somebody can do something sneaky over here? 800-510-8255. Eric, you're next here. What are your thoughts?
I think we need to completely abandon building nuclear power plants for one reason. The lead time on a nuclear power plant could be a decade if at current rates, and we can't build enough of them fast enough. There's also a problem with the nuclear fuel competition with other countries to fuel these power plants. We should completely skip over it and take a look at this possibility. The Obama campaign and his former national security advisor, General Jones, looked at this possibility and actually polled the public on what they thought of it, and we've heard nothing since. I strongly would advocate that we start looking for other technologies to supplement the energy grid.
Eric, you're speaking to what I just said a few minutes ago. We all ought to be looking for more and better ways of supplying energy that we need. This situation, the status quo, is not acceptable, is it? 800-510-8255. Thomas in Virginia with thoughts on this.
I just wanted to speak to all of the people calling up with this exotic scientific data in defense of nuclear power. It's interesting that they're the same people that refuse to believe the overwhelming scientific data about global warming. I see an odd disconnect there, and it seems just a political posturing on most people's parts.
800-510-8255. Ray thinks the critics of nuclear power are short-sighted.
It sounds like the critics of nuclear plans are being relatively short-sighted. Everybody is speaking about the dangers of what might happen with a meltdown and so on and so forth, but everybody in the process ignores the fact that with all the other energy sources that we have, we're having potential global warming and CO2 saturation of the atmosphere and things of that sort, which will hurt people in the future. Everybody is worrying right now about hurting the few people who are being hurt in Japan rather than worrying so much about those in the future when they say that nuclear facilities are dangerous, etc. Of course, also, building nuclear plants right next to the seashore in Japan is similar to putting 800,000 people at a below sea level area in New Orleans. Something is ultimately bound to go wrong. And, of course, here the nuclear facility withstood the earthquake, but the tsunami ended up being its demise.
Well, I suppose there's an argument on both sides of that, sir. You could, under the circumstances, the earthquake affected the whole plant and it was next to the water of the sea, can cool it down. If you have it inland, you don't have access to that resource. Meanwhile, officials have been able to confirm about 3,400 deaths so far, but tens of thousands are missing. That's the story as far as Japan is concerned. Libya, up next for consideration on the countdown, 15 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. I was talking about the White House press secretary, new guy Jay Carney, who was focused in part of his conversations this week on the no-fly zone questions. As we now focus on Libya, here from CNN, Arwa Damon reporting on the latest battles between the rebels and the government forces there.
The opposition forces are struggling now to keep pro-Gaddafi troops from pushing into the city of Ajdabiya. We have seen rounds landing inside the city's outer perimeter. We have seen the opposition firing back using surface-to-air artillery. We've seen them using Katyushas. We've seen an incoming barrage of mortar fire. There were also reports of airstrikes happening overnight and in the morning. We saw one aircraft overhead. It did not fire, not while we were here, not entirely sure if it was trying to gauge the opposition's positions. This is proving to be a much tougher battle than anyone had anticipated. This city, key territory, should the pro-Gaddafi elements be able to push in here, the concern is that this could potentially turn into a bloodbath. We've just seen a creeping barrage of incoming artillery fire forcing the opposition to withdraw further into the heart of the city of Ajdabiya. This is going to be a key and decisive battle if Gaddafi's troops continue to be able to push forward in this way. When it is going to end, how long the opposition can hold on at this point is not at all clear. All of the fighters only have one question at this point, and that is, where is the no-fly zone? They're asking that of the United States. They're asking that of the United Nations. The concern is that as these pro-Gaddafi elements gain even more ground, if Colonel Gaddafi should somehow hold on to power, he is not a man known to have mercy on those who oppose him.
And the administration here has been completely just gonzo on this. It's a disgrace. There should be a no-fly zone, don't you think? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on Libya. Whether or not there ought to be a no-fly zone part of the circumstances. All right, let's see. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is talking apparently to some of the opposition forces. Here on their radio program, Bruce Wolf and Dan Proffitt talked to Congressman John Shimkus of Illinois, who thinks we do need to establish that no-fly zone.
Well, I know you're very concerned about what's going on in Libya, and you want us to help the rebels out more. Let me ask you this. What should be done? But I guess as a threshold question, even among conservatives, there's a great concern as to, you know, are these rebels really going to be worse than Gaddafi was? Because we just don't know if they want democracy
right, right,
there.
How do you get worse than Gaddafi? I mean, the guy... you know, leads and plans the blowing up of Pan Am 103. I mean, you don't get any worse than Gaddafi. So the issue is, I think we wouldn't have to do very much to do a lot. A no-fly zone would be a perfect response. You know, the Arab League called for it. It's something that we could easily do with carriers in the Mediterranean. I would hope that that would be a NATO-led mission with some international support. It would not take much to stop, you know, to stop Gaddafi and his butchering of his own citizens.
Yeah, and we should mention that Representative Shimkus is a West Point grad, so somebody with a background in military-related issues. The no-fly zone, which seems to me similar, I guess, to what you're saying, the obvious next step, particularly with the Arab League supporting it. The administration's position seems to be to let Sarkozy and Cameron kind of get out front rhetorically, and I don't, maybe France and England are not serious about really leading the way, but just leading the way politically, while Obama kind of dithers. And so the question becomes, will House Republicans really push this idea, particularly as Gaddafi seems to be successfully pushing the rebels out of some key territories around Tripoli?
I wish I knew that answer. You know, I deal in the energy and commerce world, not the foreign policy, so I'm not sure what the House Foreign Affairs Committee has been discussing and whether they even have hearings on this, or the House Armed Services Committee. But, you know, the NATO is a consensus-driven organization, so you have to have every NATO member agree. I'm not sure. Again, there are some little things that you could do to be very, very helpful there.
And do you think we should be, I mean, your personal opinion, forget even what other committees or other House Republicans may or may not believe should be done. Are there, in addition to a no-fly zone, is there material support that we could be giving the rebels that we're not?
Well, if I was king for a day, and maybe that's a scary thought, I'd have special operators with their language skills talking to the rebels and trying to decide how best to help them defend themselves and stop the forward movement of the Gaddafi regime.
Again, my opinion is the no-fly zone is a no-brainer. However, I don't seem to be able to push people along to agreeing that that is at least the people in power, right? Here, Colorado host Mario Solis Marish speaks to a Pentagon spokesperson about U.S. involvement there in Libya.
The U.S. has airlifted Egyptians out of Libya to flee the current unrest there. First of all, let me ask you, how well did that operation go, and how were those Egyptians identified, or how did they come forward?
Well, there have been a series of flights over about the past 10 days, 13 flights total involving U.S. military aircraft. Over that time, we've transported nearly 1,000 Egyptian citizens, to include women and children. These are all individuals who fled the violence in Libya and made their way into Tunisia, and we picked them up in Tunisia with C-130 transport aircraft and flew them back to Cairo. There are a number of international organizations helping to take care of the refugees, both on the Egypt side of the border as well as the Tunisia side of the border. And so we rely on them to let us know when they have a large number of citizens that need to be transported. And again, we had a specific request from the Egyptian government to help them transport their citizens back home.
And so is it complicated in Tunisia to go and pick these folks up? Obviously, there are probably, I'm assuming that there are Libyan refugees in Tunisia as well that would like to be moved out of Tunisia.
Well, and there is, again, an international effort going on. Other countries are involved, not just the U.S. military, but the U.S. State Department, other U.S. government agencies, as well as international agencies. So in addition to Egyptians and Libyans, other citizens from different countries who have fled the violence, so they are all being taken care of by these different organizations.
Lots of good stuff covered on this hour of the Countdown. Thank you for being here.